Stacey Francis Bayman here. Online at flyhawk.com, you can find the full range of their netball products, including hoodies, leggings, netball, and so much more. There are even kit packages that suit everybody, available in sizes UK 4 to 24 and lots of different lengths too. Plus, we can even send you a sample pack for a returnable fee to try some of the range.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Welcome to the Netball Show with the Flyhawk. On the Netball Show this week, we're going to hear from Eilish Harris from the Isle of Man as she celebrated her 25th cap recently at the Europe Netball Open. Dame Knowles is now an official Swiftie and we'll be hearing from her. But first, let's hear from Jess Selby as those 2023-2024 roses and future roses have been announced.
It's always a strange time of year because I still feel very much like I'm leading a team of people. My mind is firmly set in what we want to achieve in the autumn. And yet I'm very mindful that, you know, there are athletes out there with big ambitions to come on or to stay on program. And it's really important that this program in my mindset is open always to kind of like breakthrough talent, as well as that talent that continues to kind of stamp its authority in our league here, but also overseas. And yeah, it's brilliant. I love this time, you know, like working with both athletes new and in situ, but also linking in with the clubs and the coaches. And, you know, it's always really important, I think, as a national head coach, you know, we don't know everything about everyone if they've not been on our program. And so I think using this time to really get to know not just their performances that we see live or through a screen, but actually understanding, you know, how they tick and what they're like in the training environment is the advantage of me trying to get around the clubs. And that's been the case for the last 3 years and trying to continue to strengthen those relationships and normalize kind of me being there, because ultimately I'm there to try and support their development. Not, you know, I'm not going in to always judge it, you know, with a heavy hand. So I want the player pool in this country to get stronger every year. And I think it's a super exciting time. You've seen some of the young talent breaking into roses over the last 12 months. Yeah. And, you know, they're stepping in with what I believe to be a much stronger mentality. And if I'm honest, that's where we need to be. We need to have a better mentality around achieving our ambition, because I think the actual netballing talent is there. I think the physical development can be worked on. So I think the mentality is everything. And I'm really pleased to see some real resilience and robustness of some of our youngest players over the last 6 to 12 months on the international stage. So yeah, long may that continue, really.
And Sonia being about as well in her new role as well, that's only going to help, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I think it's always really beneficial to have some continuity. And I think we've worked hard, whilst it hasn't always been, you know, very at the top of the list in terms of major tournament years, I did come into the role wanting to make a difference to the whole system. And I think year on year, you know, like we've tried to be super honest and transparent around growing the rest of the pathway. And I think Sonia kind of like sidestepping into that pathway head coach role is undoubtedly going to be hugely beneficial in terms of the continuity of, you know, the whole Roses way and how we've tried to operate. You know, Sonia takes that with her now, and hopefully that will just help shortcut and accelerate what we can do with the talent coming through, because that's been hugely challenging, you know, going in and out of COVID. We're well aware that those youngsters haven't had as many opportunities as even I did when I came through the age group. So we've got some work to do in there to make sure that we're really helping to prepare and support their development so they can step in to a red dress at Roses level and onto an international court ready to go and to contribute to more winning ways for us. So yeah, it's exciting times both for Sonia as a coach, but also for those players that she will work with as well.
Hi, this is Nat Metcalf and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Great to hear from Jess there. And now time to speak to somebody who's recently got her 25th cap for her country, Eilish Harris from the Isle of Man. Welcome back to the podcast, Eilish. And since we last spoke, it's been an age. You've got married and managed to get 25 caps for your country. Really special occasion.
Yeah, massively. I think, like, for me, it's been a real period of growth personally and professionally on the netball court. I think when we maybe spoke, I was just making my debut into that Isle of Man squad. I would return him from injury at that point. So I'd had complete reconstructive surgery done on my knee. So yeah, it's been a real period of change and growth that I think has, you know, made me the netball player that I am today. So I'm feeling really happy about everything.
Really special. Isle of Man obviously took part in the Europe Netball Open. How did you get on?
It was good. We finished fourth, and I think heading into the competition, you know, we always set out to win and do as best we can. But this time we took a team with real depth, and what we're trying to do is ensure actually that we are a team that's not just good today, but is good in the future. And this competition allowed us the opportunity, you know, taking a slightly larger squad, to put out a different squad in each of the games that offered different things. It allowed us to try different things as well. And, you know, I'm very fortunate that I could play in all of the games and get to play with so many different diverse people in the squad. Like, they are great girls to play with.
And from your first cap to obviously that 25th cap against the Republic of Ireland, what kind of game was the match where you got your 25th against
Republic of Ireland? Do you know, when I first started, I was such an unconfident netball player. I'm incredibly hard on myself, and, you know, I challenge myself to be better all the time, but that used to impact my play quite significantly. And, you know, I wouldn't just play for myself and play, you know, who I am as a player. I would play for different people, and that has benefits in certain matches, but you also need to be able to own your own performance. And I think what has changed definitely over the last 3 years since I got my first cap is that growth, personal growth of me as a player. And I think, you know, when I took to the court for my 25th cap, and I didn't know it was my 25th cap at the time, so that was a nice surprise, that actually I put on a performance and commanded that circle in a completely different way than I would have done 3 years ago. And I'm really proud of actually that growth, and my ability to lead with other people on that court has definitely improved as well.
It's about the group of players though, isn't it? And there would have been some extra special players that you took to court with for that 25th cap, and obviously just how you've all grown as a group over the years.
Yeah, it's great. You know, I love every single person that's in that Isle of Man netball squad, you know, whether they were the girls selected or the girls that we train with that have been selected previously. They are all the reason that I keep playing today. They encourage me. They are great. You know, they keep me going on and off the court. And the people that I played with that day are, like, incredible. The whole squad is incredible.
And netball in the Isle of Man has really grown over the past couple of years. I would maybe suggest even since the World Cup.
Yeah, massively. I think, you know, Clark Batty, our head coach, will reference the fact that we're still in our infancy. We're still growing as a nation and as a squad. And we've got really big aspirations for the years to come. There'll be more coming from the Isle of Man, which is great. But yeah, I think being a part of that World Cup qualifiers and watching the World Cup, I think it puts a different level of fire in people's bellies, and people can see what could be. You know, we missed out of qualifying at the World Cup this year. No, you know, in 4 years' time, what could happen? Could we qualify for that next one? And I think, you know, opportunities like that the Isle of Man's been fortunate to be a part of, it just helps strengthen that vision of where we want to go, where we want to end up. And, you know, everybody would love to represent their home nation at something as big as the World Cup. So it's definitely on the horizon. It's on the cards. It's what we're working towards.
What about maybe a little bit of advice for somebody that wants to get involved in the sport?
Oh, I think, you know, don't give up. You have to back yourself. You know, like I say, I've had a real period of growth. I talk about my knee injury as falling down at the last hurdle. I'd worked hard, got selected for a competition, then couldn't make it, had to have surgery. I've had subsequent surgery in January of this year on that same knee. And I use those as options to push myself on and grow myself in terms of my, like, inner resilience and my strength. And the one thing that I would say to people is absolutely back yourself, and anything that you set your mind on becomes achievable so long as you take full control of it in your hands. So challenge yourself to be better, to make the most of all of the opportunities. You know, whether you just want to come into the sport, get involved in back to netball, then join a club. And if you want to go down that performance pathway, there are so many options to get into that. But I just think, like, back yourself.
And even things like amongst fellas as well. How often do you get to play then?
So the Manx Fellas are actually in our senior league, so in our Premiership League locally. So we have the opportunity as a local club to play those two times a year, which is really, really great, and actually brought on women's netball as well as it has men's netball. And we have the opportunity to help them train, to help with some numbers sometimes on a Friday. But they are so good. You know, if we're ever looking for local competition, they're a really good benchmark for us because they challenge us to play differently.
It's handy as well having Santander's support for the major league, isn't it?
Somebody like that
and their investment.
I think, you know, the performance in our game against Northern Ireland was definitely one to show the sponsors that we're grateful for their support. And, you know, you can only get better by playing, you know, improved and stronger competition that really challenges you in your game and the way that the team work. And without the support of big sponsors like Santander, none of that will be possible. You know, the vast majority of what we do is entirely self-funded by athletes. Sponsorship allows that cost to be reduced so that there are more opportunities available, not just to the Isle of Man, but to the players and the athletes selected. And we wouldn't be where we are without that support.
Eilish, congratulations on your 25th. More information about netball on the Isle of Man online, netball.im. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Over in Australia, Dame Nolene Tallulah is now at Swifts. But what's she making of her time there so far?
One thing that I always knew, how welcoming it will be. The players, the staff have been amazing and it feels like my home. So just really loving it and just seeing how wonderful the club works, but also the players as well. I think it sometimes it comes to, you come to a time, and I understand, I mean, being a younger coach, where sometimes they, no, close the doors, that person's not coming in, you know, and you become quite protective. But I think as you go along and you learn how it works, everybody, you might do the same things, but I do it differently. And sometimes it's hearing the same messages that sometimes give you an element of confidence saying, hey, how can I take that and put it in my back pocket and use it for this person? So I think it's a necessity as part of being a coach, but I also think as sport, how can we compete in an industry and amongst other organisations that are also financially or trying to get corporate sponsorship? And I think that's what it's all about, how we can all be better.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.